Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Sign. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us here in the studios is Phyllis Rhodes. How are you today, Phyllis?
I'm well, thank you.
And joining us over the phone is Sarah Kyle. How are you today, Sarah?
Wonderful. Thanks so much for having us.
Glad to have you on the program to talk about, some big news and a big event. We're going to talk about 2-1-1 Day. And I guess, Phyllis, we'll start with you. Give us some background. What are we talking about here?
Well, 2-1-1 is a service that's available to all of our residents now here in Otsego County, which helps people find referrals and needed service that they might need. And some of those things may include housing and health care and possibly transportation and employment and even a food bank.
All right. Now, February 11th is 2-1-1 Day, right?
Right. And that is an opportunity for us to get the word out to agencies and the residents here that 2-1-1 exists and they can call us for help.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about just what that's all about. Sarah, we're going to turn this over to you a little bit here because you're the executive director of Northeast Michigan for 2-1-1. So you can kind of fill in some of the blanks here. Tell us what we're talking about. You know, 2-1-1, for a lot of people, they probably don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, which is always a bummer because we're such a great service.
Yeah.
But we're somewhat new to the area. It's a three-digit number folks call when they need to find help in their community. So you don't have to remember the number of every agency in your community. When someone is in need, you simply dial 2-1-1. And we maintain a database of the health and human services that are available in a community. It's free, it's confidential, and really we're promoting February 11th as 2-1-1 Day because we want to let people know. We're really asking for our community to get involved. There's people in need all around us, whether it's, you know, putting up a small 2-1-1 poster in your office, bringing it up at lunch when you're talking to folks, going to our Facebook pages, just putting something out there about 2-1-1 because there are people in need all around. And sometimes it's hard to ask for help, but it's not hard to remember three easy numbers
right.
That you can call to find that help.
That's right. Now, what kind of things are we talking about here? Can we get into a few specifics about what we're talking about when we talk about help and what the 2-1-1 service offers?
Absolutely. Well, there's such an unbelievable variety of reasons people could call us. But most commonly, people are calling us for help with utilities.
Mm-hmm.
I have a shutoff notice. I don't know where to go for help.
Mm.
And we try to link them with a community agency that is local, someone who can work with them to find help. Food is very common as well. It's the second, sometimes third most common need. People calling us and saying, I don't know where the nearest pantry is in my community. I don't know where the nearest food bank is. So we maintain that information as well. Shelter, I need help paying my rent. There's lots of programs available out there, but sometimes people don't even know that they're out there. So
right.
Calling us to see what's available. And then health care, whether, you know, I need help paying my prescriptions, you know, help finding all kinds. I mean, really,
right.
Glasses, veteran support is a huge focus of our agency, making sure that if a veteran calls us, that we're offering them the absolute best services that are available in their community. And then when the service is not available, we make sure to report that back to community leaders so that they know, you know, where the gaps in service are in their community.
Very nice. Now, just to make it clear for anybody who maybe only half paying attention, you point them to the services. You don't help them monetarily if they have a utility problem or anything like that. You just get them to the service that might be able to help them.
Exactly.
Right.
Where you go to find the help.
Okay.
So we don't provide the service in the community. What we do is we try to find the most appropriate help for you to really cut down on that frustration of finding help.
Sarah, I would really be interested in letting everybody know the feedback that you've received from some of the phone calls that we've gotten.
Oh, absolutely. Very often we have, at least once a day, we have someone telling our staff members that you're the first person who's listened to me today, because very often people get frustrated. You know, they call an office, and that office no longer has utility service, so they just tell them we don't have it and hang up. It's not as being rude as frustration. We're the first people who say, we're going to really listen to you. And, you know, all you had to do is dial 2-1-1. We offer confidential service, non-judgmental. And then even when the service is not available, so someone calls us and there doesn't happen to be, you know, a clothing bank in a small town, we can't find one in our database, our call specialists at 2-1-1 work very hard to try to find other services. So we couldn't find you help with, you know, clothing today, maybe we can, you know, use our 2-1-1 database to find help in other ways. We've had people who called us because they had no idea. Someone just told me to call 2-1-1, and then we found them actual places to live. Mm-hmm. We helped find them, you know, dinner for their kids tonight. So we really are trying to make sure that when someone has a question, we're there with an answer, that we're always trying to find service for our folks.
Now, 2-1-1 Awareness Day is coming up February 11th, but that service is available right now, right?
Yes, it's available 24/7. You can pick up any phone in our community and dial the numbers 2-1-1, and it should go right through. It is a really good service, and it's available all the time. You can also find us online and search the database yourself at my211.org. We own both MI and MY, so you can't
Okay.
screw it up.
Very good. And also social medias too, right? You're available
yeah.
there?
Facebook,
so
Facebook
one of the pieces on our, you know, we're asking people to share their information about 2-1-1. So go on your social media, find us. You know, you can just search Northeast Michigan 2-1-1. And just share a little bit of information about 2-1-1 on your social media page. Make sure that, you know, your friends and family know where to go for help, because sometimes it's really hard to ask for help. And I don't want to ask someone, but I might be likely to dial that phone number that is confidential. It's non-judgmental. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's free.
Okay. Now, is it also, I know the phone service is 2-1-1, but as you mentioned with the 2-1-1-northeastmichigan.org, can they do the same thing as they would do dialing 2-1-1?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
The exact same services. The only thing we impress is if you go to our website and search, you don't have that trained individual
right.
who's going to say, well, there might be, again, no clothing help in your community, so let's keep looking for other things. So I do encourage people to search online, but if you can't find the service, please give us a call. Make sure that you give us a chance to find another service for you in your community. But yes, absolutely, the exact same database that our staff searches is available online.
Very good. All right. 2-1-1 service now available in Northeast Michigan. And again, February 11th, that is National Awareness Day, but also Awareness Day here in Northeast Michigan.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. And again, I would encourage folks to just give it a try. Give 2-1-1 a try and find out what kind of services might be available in your community.
Sarah, I need to ask you more about liking on Facebook and following Twitter and what's going to happen if people link up to those websites. Tell me about the bus passes.
So on Twitter and Facebook, any new like, any share of our posts, we're going to purchase bus passes and then redistribute those in our community. It's a donation from our staff back to the community because we know transportation has become a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep count on February 11th of all of those new likes, new posts, retweets, and we're going to make a donation back to our community of bus passes because, again, transportation in Northeast Michigan, it is one of the biggest barriers to services.
Very good. Check it out. 2-1-1 day is coming up February 11th, but the service is open to you right now just by dialing 2-1-1 24/7. Sarah Kyle, she's the executive director for Northeast Michigan 2-1-1. Sarah, we're glad you could join us today.
Thanks so much, Kevin, and I'm so excited that your staff gave us the opportunity to talk about 2-1-1.
Glad to do it. And a board member also, Phyllis Rhodes. Phyllis, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always great.